Wrong Side of History, J.K. Rowling blasts pro-trans Antifa after feminist attacked at suffragette statue. By Kurt Zindelka on May 17, 2022. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling has argued that the pro-transgender Antifa assault on a feminist campaigner demonstrates that the far left is on the wrong side of history. On Sunday, Alex Kovacevic, 44, was assaulted by a group of Black Bloc radicals as she tried to protest in favor of women's rights near a statue honoring British suffragette leader Emmeline Pankhurst in the English city of Manchester. The masked assailants were seen in footage posted online attempting to physically remove the trans-critical feminist from the area as she held a suffragette flag, presumably in order to shut down the planned protest from Standing for Women, SFW. The Black Bloc attackers were later identified as an Antifa cell in Britain known as the Anarchist Federation. According to veteran Antifa watcher and editor-at-large of the Post-Millennial, Andy Ngo. Coming to the defense of Kovacevic, J.K. Rowling wrote on Sunday evening, "I never expected the right side of history to include so many people in masks intimidating and assaulting women, did you? But she never dropped her flag. Emmeline would be proud." Mocking leftists who defended the radical Antifa assault on the feminist campaigner, Rowling added, "There is no conflict between women's rights and our ideology. To prove it, we've dressed up as ninjas to block public access to a statue of a suffragette. We're confident this has done wonders for our cause and definitely isn't an unintentionally hilarious own goal." Rowling has herself become a frequent target of radical transgender activists, claiming to have been the victim of numerous death threats as well as having the address for her family home doxed on social media in response to her advocacy for women's rights and opposition to biological male transgender people trying to encroach on them. On Monday evening, the left-leaning author wrote, "If you think physical intimidation, assault, targeting opponents, employers and sending women death and rape threats are acceptable as long as it's your side doing it, you support those things, full stop. If you think history will be kind to you, think again. Hashtag let women speak." Speaking to the Telegraph newspaper on Monday, the victim of the assault, Alex Kovacevic, claimed that the Greater Manchester Police had sided with the violent left-wing radicals and had threatened her with arrest if she didn't leave the area next to the Emmeline Pankhurst statue. "The police came and told me that I needed to move, but my friend told me I didn't need to move and I said yes. As a matter of fact, I don't have to move, I have the right to sit here dash and he told me if anything happens I will be arrested for causing a breach of the peace." She went on to claim that the police failed to help her while she was being attacked by the pro-transgenderism masked leftists, saying that her friends and another man had to step in to break her free. Describing the assault, Kovacevic told the paper, "We are literally a group of five middle-aged women. I climbed on the wall and one of the counter-protesters clung onto my leg and tried to pull me off, but when I jumped off the wall three of them just attacked me. Some were pushing me, some were pulling me. They lost their way a little bit, one pushed me so hard that I had to sit down." A spokesman for Greater Manchester Police denied that officers had seen the altercation at the time, but admitted that following the attack an officer spoke to the woman and encouraged her away from the area to discuss the incident, which she didn't wish to do. No reports were made to the officers, and no video footage was shown when requested of those nearby, the spokesman said. "However, should anyone wish to make a report, then we will investigate and pursue all available lines of inquiry." Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.